on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness recovering politician. His new column about complexity, often used, usually used, regularly used, by members of center-left to explain policy issues that are not agreed with. Complexity. And that needs an example. So I've asked Thaddeus to comment on what we do know about a tragedy in Dublin. What we do know, and the facts are limited here because after several days, the reporting is not transparent. A man said to be Algerian in origin, in his 40s or 50s, a naturalized Irish citizen 10 years, someone who has been before the police court before for something related to a knife, attacked a small group of young women, 5 and 6 years old, outside a school that teaches Gaelic, a Gaelic school. There was an adult with them who was also attacked. The people on the street nearby intervened. One particular Deliveroo driver intervened, got off his bike when he saw what was happening, and while the crowd or the people around the knife wielder were backing him off or trying to keep him away from the children who were screaming and on the ground, one five-year-old was badly stabbed, five-year-old. The Deliveroo driver came up behind him and clunked him in the head as hard as he could with his helmet. The man went down. What we do know is that emergency services arrived. The man is now in hospital. We don't have a name. We don't have a name for any of the perpetrators. We do have the father of one young child who thanked the crowd who gathered around the man on the ground. Since then, however, it's become complex because immediately the Prime Minister of Ireland, Varadkar, declared the mob that night turned out on rumors, and some of the mob trashed storefronts in a part of Dublin, called a riot, and some of the mob set fire to police cars, called a riot. The Prime Minister condemned the mob and now says that he's going to pass anti-hate legislation, anti-riot legislation, perhaps even controls on social media information. There's more to it than that, but I just wanted to lay out an example of how a center-left politician, Varadkar, the Prime Minister of Ireland, charges into a situation with incomplete facts and doesn't take into account the very large and very unhappy constituency in all of Europe about immigration from the Mediterranean basin and the Middle East that these last years has caused disorder in many cities, not just in Ireland, many, many cities, most recently in London, so much so that there is voting now to suggest that the politicians who permitted this inflow of people from the Middle East without any controls, the people who permitted that are being called to account. That's the best I can do for the facts right now. And your example of complexity explains why it is that the Prime Minister of Ireland is calling for anti-hate legislation. Please explain.
Look, the left likes to flatter itself that it's smart. The reality is quite the opposite. So what they do is they find a very simple issue, like border security. You want to know who's coming into your country, and you want to make sure that they're going to be either good tourists and or good guest workers and or good citizens down the road. And if they are citizens, they will be assimilated. The left finds this to be a complex situation whereby it allows for their nuanced positions, which is open borders and basically confusion as to who's entering the country, who may leave the country, where anybody is. In short, it's a recipe for chaos. After they exacerbate the problem, they crack down on the innocent and then claim that the issue is complicated and complex. We are right back to square one. What we're doing in Ireland is that people who oppose these types of policies, many of which the mostly peaceful rioters, I guess they would call them these days. So what they're looking at now is you got a bunch of teenagers running amok, and they need to be disciplined. They need to be brought to account under justice, under the law, as any rioter should be. But what he's also doing now is he's going to declare that anybody who opposes his policies is engaged in hateful conduct, and that therefore they will be criminally held liable, even if you're not out rioting. If you're sitting at your home, you write a letter to your PM and you say, hey, you know what? I don't like some of these policies. Oh, you're a hater. So you get the ad hominem attack. You get the sense of moral and intellectual superiority with the situation being complex and nuanced. And the reality is they're horrible policies. They're horrible people implementing them. And they will crack down on every single right you have to protect themselves and their awful agenda. And that's what you're seeing in Ireland right now. The reality is you have a problem with immigration. You have a problem with assimilation in Europe. You've had one for quite some time. And they're going to have, unless you deal with it head on and deal with it in an honest, forthright fashion and get people on the same page, protect the borders, protect who enters the country, have assimilation as we used to do here in the United States, the great melting pot. What's going to happen is you're going to continue to see instances like this in Europe. And John, we have to be very concerned about this because we have seen ethnic cleansing in Serbia. We have seen the Holocaust on European soil. We have seen the excesses of tribalism and barbarity throughout the 20th century. And we do not want to see a recrudescence of that here in the 21st century. But as long as politicians are playing the complex cover your butt with ad hominem attacks and cracking down on the rights of the innocent, these types of things will fester and they will metastasize into something no one will want to see.
I mentioned the Deliveroo driver who was a part of the crowd that constrained the attacker, held him to account to the emergency. He was a Brazilian who emigrated to us Dublin within the last 2 years. I don't know his status, but there's a naturalized process in Ireland that takes a number of years, and then you can apply to become a naturalized citizen.
But the difference, John, it is very important to know the difference between naturalized and assimilated. Those are two entirely different things. One is a legal process. One is more of a cultural process to acclimate yourself to your new environments, to your new country. This is why the left is so deceitful. I don't think there are very many Americans who oppose immigration. People understand that we've all come from somewhere. The problem is the left hates assimilation, and so they want open borders, and they don't care who comes into the country. And to me, that's very dangerous. It's dangerous not only to the people who are citizens here, the people who are in the process of trying to become citizens. It's also grossly unfair to them. But it's a problem for anyone who is in the country legally at any given time, not to know who's in the country illegally and what they may be up to. And as you've had people on your show talk about, Joe Heumeier and others, they've talked about not knowing. They've seen people of Middle Eastern descent coming up from the Central American caravans, coming around 10 at a time, almost in military-type groups. You're seeing people from Chinese that are military age. You don't know where they're coming from. And you don't know how they got to Central America. And I think that's what the people in the United States expect. Look, we support immigration. We support assimilation. But at the end of the day, you have to control the borders to make sure that those two things actually can have a chance to work.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, writing about the complexity excuse used by left-of-center politicians when their policies are rejected by the people they represent. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.